I'm listening to the show every morning, and you can say it's grand. It's not grand if you're not on it, though.
OTB's Mount Rushmore.
Some talent in Cork, isn't there? Wow. A few of the GAA boys weren't happy, but it was my sporting hero. I was contesting, I think, against Jimmy Barry Murphy. So once you're in that company, everything is good.
Join the debate across all our social channels at Off the Ball.
It's very, very special. Believe me, I think it becomes more special when you're on the coach, because it's something, unfortunately, inside me that's ultra competitive, and I need to be there.
Catch the live decision-making over the next few months on OTB AM on the OTB Podcast Network. The OTB Podcast Network, with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural, protein-powered chicken bites.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us. Everyone in.
Ireland 48, Italy 10. In the Six Nations Championship in Rome. So comprehensive bonus point win for Andy Farrell's side. First half tries from Gary Ringrose, Hugo Keenan and Will Connors. And then second half tries from CJ Stander, Will Connors and Keith Earls. To reflect on it all, joined by the former Leinster, Connacht, Munster and Northampton centre, James Downey. James, good afternoon.
John, how are you?
Yeah, good, James. You're watching the match throughout. A comfortable bonus point win. The result never in doubt. And a strong Ireland display.
Yeah, it was. Look, it's box ticked, isn't it? I suppose you're kind of looking on to the next game already with the Scots up, I believe. So it is job done. Look, I was kind of thinking before the game, what would I like to see in this Irish side do? And I suppose a lot of it was more of the attack structure. I know a lot of that was talked about this week and Mike Catt and his role to play. But he came out and spoke about the players and said the onus was potentially on the players to do it and to bring it out. And today, I think I saw that, you know, they were from the start, they showed that intent, they showed that attacking willingness and look, albeit against a very poor Italian side, but they only had to beat what was in front of them, and they were very good in how they did it and how they went about it. Their attitude was spot on. All the small little things, they look comfortable, the offloading and the breakdown, there was a lot of quick ball. And it's, look, again, if you take the game in isolation, it's against a poor Italian team, but they still showed that intent and they showed that ability and willingness to move the ball and show it, which you haven't seen before. And I suppose the big test is going to be, can we do that against a better side, because Italy just aren't a good side.
Rugby fans, get your text in here on the game to 531063. You can tweet us at Off the Ball. Our rugby coverage thanks to Vodafone, the main sponsor of the Irish rugby team. Team of us, everyone in. Johnny Sexton spoke afterwards, James, about the backs feeling they let the forwards down with their performances over the opening two rounds. Is it hard to disagree with that assessment?
Look, I small things, I suppose. I'm sure it's so frustrating when you get up. And the forwards are working so hard, and the rooks and mauls and scrums, and you get up and all of a sudden the backs drop the ball or knocked it on or made an error or run into touch, and it can be very frustrating. I think from a back's perspective, you have to kind of, they held their hands up today. Yeah, okay, Johnny's gone and said, look, we needed to do something. The backs have done it, and they have produced today. But we need to see more of that, and it's a great starting point, and yeah, as Johnny said, they've let the pack down, or he has, or put pressure on themselves. And maybe Mike Catt was doing that during the week by putting pressure on the players. I just think that today they just played with shackles off and they showed the quality that they can be. And you just like to see it more often than not. I do think that the pack, though, set the platform. No matter what happens, if the pack are off, you're not going to win regardless of what you have in the back line. But today I thought the pack were superb, and especially that back row.
And the man of the match, Tadhg Byrne, yet again, delivering.
Yeah, delivering from a different position. Last time second row, this time back row, and just showing how much of a key figure he is going forward, I think. And across the back row, I thought Will Connors as well was superb. Chop tackling, turnovers. Tadhg Byrne is just another option there as well. And his line out defence, his line out attack, and his ability then to get over the ball and to turn over, and he's been superb this year and how he's gone about his business, you know. And it's tough when you fall between the two stools of playing second row and playing back row, and I think today he really showed his qualities, and regardless of what number is on his back, they've got to find somewhere for him. And I think Who it's going to be, who's going to lose out, I don't know. Because Ian Henderson has been a captain the last game out. And James Ryan, you're going to see in there, he's not going to be the one to step out. So they've got a few selection headaches coming on, because Tyburn certainly has to be involved in the next couple of games. He deserves it. He's there on form. And they've played extremely well. And CJ Stander, again, just whenever people doubt him, he steps up, and he's done it again and again so often. And gets away with nearly two tries today, one just, but nearly the two.
We've been possibly waiting for somebody to step into the shoes of Rob Kearney since he left the scene at fullback. Has Hugo Keenan got to that place yet where he is that person?
Yeah, do you know what? I think he is at the moment. He's just, for someone to emulate Rob, who is so solid, so secure, and I guess when someone like that leaves and then you kind of forget about it when they're gone, you know. And I think that Keenan's come in there and just made the position his own. There were so many question marks. Who's going to be go there? Jordan Larma had a couple of chances. Just wasn't, I suppose, to be brutal, it wasn't rude. It wasn't good enough at the time, and made the simple errors that Rob Kearney was never making.
Stockdale.
Stockdale as well. Yeah, of course. And again, that attacking threat. But if you're not doing your basics of fullback, of getting your positional sense right, getting your kicking game right and catching the ball, because you're going to be bombarded. And you see Keenan, who's just everything safety personified at the back. He's so solid on a high ball, but he adds that attacking threat and he adds that extra bow that I think that Rob Kearney didn't have as much that Hugo has, is that attacking threat and that ability to accelerate out of, and beat the first defender every time. But he has that composure at the back, and it's what you need. And he's really stepped up there and made it his own. And no one would have thought that at the start of the year, because and the coaches weren't even thinking that, I guess, you know. And it's maybe a needs must that he went in there. And he was so good in the wing and under the high ball that they said, right, let's put him into fullback of his natural position. So, look, it's been a massive plus, and there's been great pluses as well. We talk about Hugo Keenan there, but Craig Casey coming off the bench as well. Just that tempo that he brings, the liveliness, you can see it. He's such a live wire. He attacks the Italian defence. Was unlucky to get away with a little forward pass for James Lowe running a short line. But again, his willingness to work and tempo is exactly what you need, that speed of ball. And it's great to see him on, and he shows some great glimpses.
How do we do out wide? We seem to get a bit of momentum in terms of the game line today.
Yeah, we did. I think, look, the game's a lot easier when you can get in behind teams and when you offload. Coming into the game, we're not the best offloading team. We can offload, and we proved today we can offload. Whether it was a confidence thing or not, I don't know. But the players today took the ball to the line at pace, from depth. We're able to get in behind the Italians and offload. We're able to get their hands free. And we're allowed to push the ball wide. And when we do get width, we show we're such a dangerous team. And it's nearly so frustrating that it's taken so long for this team to realise this. And to everyone's been baying about it, that get the ball to width or move it. Okay, look, you do have to earn the right to go wide. But we've shown that we can go up front, but we can also bring that other little string, and we can also bring this little these small little delicate touches to our game, which we showed out wide. Little offloads, getting in behind teams. And when we've teams in the back foot, we're such a dangerous side. I just really hope that the shackles don't get put back on them, and that we can keep continuing that. Yes, Scotland's going to be a completely different game and a different scenario, but I think that if we can use this offloading game, this game where we vary, hitting short balls or going out the back, this is where it's got to be massive, and we really have to bring this forward, especially if this team needs to progress.
It is a result for Ireland to win, 48 points to 10 against Italy. We're reflecting with James Downey, the former Leinster, Connacht, Munster and Northampton centre, and an Ireland international. Wales and Scotland have just kicked off. Wales and England, rather. I'm jumping the gun there. Wales and England have just kicked off. Eddie Jones' side visiting Cardiff in the Six Nations. So Wales going for the Triple Crown, having beaten Scotland and beaten Ireland so far in the competition. Dave Kilcoyne will be a bit disappointed, I'd say, withdrawing with the HIA. How did Andrew Porter perform when he came in as prop, James?
Andrew went all right, yeah. I guess he was kind of frustrated when he saw how well Dave Kilcoyne played. I thought he had a super game in there, but Andrew Porter did well. It was kind of a broken up game at that stage, and maybe didn't find his feet as much and didn't get as much carries. But look, Andrew's solid as a rock there, and he can cover both sides. I guess the pressure's on him now to produce something else. I think he's got that versatility where he can go between loose head and tight head. And it's going to be something that the Irish managers are going to look at, similar to the Tyburn situation of versatility. But look, Port has been brilliant in how he's gone on the last couple of weeks. And maybe just David Kilcoyne offered that a little bit more going forward. And I think today was a testament to that. But I wouldn't be overly worried if I was Andrew Porter. I still think he's a quality player. Unfortunately, I'd say that front row that started today deserved to start the next game. And I'd say he'll be looking forward to an impactful game off the bench.
Another man who came off the bench was Billy Burns for Robbie Henshaw. How did he fare?
Billy went all right, actually. I think the way that Robbie Henshaw went off, yeah, and it was an interesting 10-12 little mix-up with Johnny Sexton. And look, the tails were up at that stage. They were well ahead and the confidence was flowing. Look, he made no errors. He came on, did the job. And look, the poor guy's been under a lot of pressure recently. He's just done exactly what he can do. Put his head down, get on with it. And ignore the outside noise, you know, and there's white noise outside, and he just needs to get on with it. And the coaches believe in him, so that's all he can do. I suppose if you're going forward, is he the answer? Probably not, but he's there, and he's the man in position at the moment. Ross Byrne can feel a bit unlucky, I suppose, you know, but he hasn't really put a foot wrong, apart from the obvious now. But I think that the pressure is on now to make a call for the next game, who they're going to put in. Johnny's obviously going to be the one, but is there a chance for rotation? Not even rotation, but
Joey Carberry? Ross...
I don't know. I think it's too early, John, for Joey to come back in, albeit how good was it to see him back playing and slotting the touchline conversion. And for him, it's just he's just got to get some minutes. I think long term, yeah, Joey is the answer. As well as I think Harry Burns won as well. But I think Joey is the answer long term. But for this Six Nations, might be a bit short. But no, Billy did well though when he came on. But how good was it to see Joey back?
Yeah, absolutely. Scotland and Murrayfield now in a couple of weeks, James. Then England in the final match in Dublin around St. Patrick's Day. Can we end the campaign with a couple of wins? Have you seen enough now? And even in the three games, the narrow defeats to Wales and France to say that we can win one of these two matches at least?
Yeah, I do. I think we can, especially if we're taking the next game and you're looking at Scotland. I think the massive thing is that we get the win against Scotland because you don't want to be going in one from four to play against the English. Confidence to be down. It's massively confidence orientated. And I think that we need to get to beat the Scottish to keep that confidence going. And I think we've shown enough, to be honest. Especially today, tails will be up, confidence is up. There's going to be a little bit of a buzz around camp. Winning's a habit, so look, it's only one win, but it's a massive win, and it's the next step on the ladder, and we have to look at that Scottish team to get that next win to keep that momentum going. You need the two wins going into playing into the final game, and I certainly believe we can do that.
We were always going to win today, I think, it's fair to say, James. Italy's place in the Six Nations, does it need to be called into question possibly? Like 30 games losing streak now, 2015 their last win, 139 points conceded in their first three games. You don't really want to be having this conversation, but I suppose it's a conversation we can't ignore either.
No, and certainly not. But it's a conversation that comes up every year. And I think Italy gave away 20 penalties today, and you're not going to win an international losing 20 penalties. And the last couple of weeks, they have shown glimpses that they are improving as an attacking side, but they just don't know how to win. One of the commentators was talking today, and it was Carlo Canna's 50th international, and he hadn't won one. And like 50 games and not to win, it's just like they just can't see it again. They can't close out a game. You've seen how they've done it against. They've come close and they've held teams for 50, 60 minutes. But it's that final 20. They just cannot see it again. And bar the one-off games that they do produce across the years, and it's a banana skin, and you think they're always going to, like, today was a nervous game for Irish coming into it, that it's like, okay, we come into this, Italy are going to produce something once a year, it better not be us. But we're over that, and we've proven that they just aren't a great side, and they have a lot of young players there. I'd like to be positive and say, yeah, they might turn a corner, but how many times have we said that they might turn a corner? But look, it is very frustrating that they're whipping boys every year. But yeah, it's what they need to do about it, I don't know. Perhaps look at Georgia, do they expand the Six Nations? I guess that's a different day's discussion.
Yeah, and just to finish, James Downey, sometimes you get player ratings in the newspapers and that kind of thing. How would we mark Andy Farrell and his coaching team today? Are we beginning to see a philosophy that is clear, an identity that is clear, more so from today's performance than we might possibly have seen today?
I don't know if it's their philosophy. I've seen a lot more intent. What will really stamp this one is the Scottish game and how we go about that Scottish game. If we go into that Scotland game and revert to type for a couple of weeks ago with the kicking game and high percentage, and then it'll be we'll hold on to possession, but we won't get any points, which would be extremely frustrating. If we can kick on the way we have done now and play with that intent, I'd be happy with that, and that will at least show that we're starting to turn a corner.
And briefly, from what you saw today, any players that might be pushing for inclusion that didn't start in the first 15 today?
Well, I think Will Connor certainly held his hand up. I know Josh Van der Fleer was released and he's playing with Leinster, but for someone who hasn't started the whole time, certainly he was extremely good around the park. Ronan Kelleher as well. A lot of question marks about set piece. Their set piece again was extremely good as it was a fortnight ago. And thought he offers that extra little bit, I think, in attack. And he's a big man. And he carries hard and he's got footwork and he's got that ability to offload. And I thought he was impressive too. To be honest, a lot of players are impressive across the board. Again, you're taking the opposition into account, but if we're talking about those players, I'd say those two really stood up. Of course, Tyburn, he's got to be in there from the word go from now on, and they're going to have to move around someone else to facilitate Tyg in the side.
Okay, James, thanks so much and speak soon.
Cheers, Sean, thanks.
James Downey there reflecting on Ireland's 48-10 win over Italy in the Six Nations.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us, everyone in.
The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.